Now, more of The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum.
All right, continuing our market report. In commodity trading, I mentioned earlier that commodities were down, and in futures trading this morning, they are continuing that trend. We have, well, some are continuing, but some have actually rebounded. Natural gas continues down slightly to $4.14, but crude oil is making a little comeback, up 22 cents to $80.83 a barrel, and gold up $4 to $1,092.80 an ounce. And again, if it's under 1,000, I think it's a good buy long term right now for gold. So let's also look at our futures data for the U.S. stock indexes. The Dow Jones Index up 24 points, Standard & Poor's 500 up 3.2, and NASDAQ up 5.75. So look for the markets to open slightly higher today. Now, we do have some news going to be released that could influence the markets. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke is going to be testifying before a House Financial Services panel about that exit strategy from the central bank's liquidity programs. And naturally, every time he's on the hot seat, he can have a rather large effect on the stock market. There's going to be some quarterly results posted by companies like Oracle and Best Buy. Also, PetroChina is going to be reporting some results as well. So look for those to influence the markets. And we're going to see a GDP report tomorrow, so we'll take a look at that and talk a little bit more about that on tomorrow's show. But without further ado, let's welcome our regular guests and president of OwnYourMoney.com, the always insightful and entertaining, Belinda Fuchs. Good morning, Belinda.
Good morning.
And thanks for being here again. And, when you're here, I think it's time that we give away things. I always get in the mood to give away things. Let's give away some movie tickets.
Good. Let's be generous.
If we can.
Absolutely.
With a little trivia. Now, folks, we have tickets to either Remember Me with Robert Pattinson and Emily DeRaven or Repo Men, the sci-fi thriller with Jude Law and Forrest Whitaker, two of our finest actors. Courtesy of Regal Cinemas, give us a call with the correct answer. Now, Belinda, can you do the honors? What is our trivia question for the morning?
I would be happy to. Today's trivia question: the top state lawyers in how many states filed lawsuits to challenge the federal health care legislation?
So already, they filed, the states have filed legislation.
Already, and several of them, too. Yeah.
Okay, so, no, don't give away anything.
Oh, sorry.
How many, as of yesterday, now this could have changed already, but as of yesterday, how many states have filed lawsuits to challenge the federal health care legislation? That's what we want to know. As always, there's no penalty for incorrect guess. So give us a call, 877-NEW-1060, 877-639-1060. Now, Belinda, you, of course, have been helping thousands of people discover how owning your money creates certainty, its security, and the life of financial independence that people really deserve. And you're president of OwnYourMoney.com, a financial coaching and education company. And your newest product, Invest in Yourself, the 7-day system to take control of your money. You coach people with a step-by-step formula to reclaim your financial power and rebuild your bank account. And we talked about that at length, I think, the last time you were on the show. But today, what are we going to talk about?
Today, we're going to talk about managing your business finances, tax tips, and survival strategies.
Ah, interesting. So, folks, we'll get into that. But remember, call in for that trivia question. If you have any questions for Belinda, just give us a call with those two, 877-639-1060. That's 877-NEW-1060. So, Belinda, how do you and OwnYourMoney.com work with business owners?
Well, what I've noticed is that there are so many people who are great at their technical skill. So they are maybe solopreneurs, home-based business owners, or small business owners who are technically very skilled, but they need some direction to make their idea more than a hobby, say, and really make it into a sustainable, profitable business. with a solid foundation. Oftentimes people kind of band-aid it all together, and before they know it, they've been in business 5 years, 10 years, 20 years even, and never taken the time to put systems into place to truly recognize how powerful they can be. So oftentimes it's a matter of promoting themselves better. So they hold on to some shame or fear about putting themselves out there, feel like they're bragging. And I help them to reframe it, for instance, to understand that if somebody wants to hire them for their service or use their product, then they need to establish their credibility. So that's a quick tip for this morning. So oftentimes it's helping people charge what they're worth, package their products, set up retainers, make the sales calls they need to make, capitalize on events or workshops, become irresistible in their networking, getting and following up on more leads, creating contact databases. It's all the different things that are necessary to build that solid foundation for the business. So I summed it up in 9 key areas, from setting your plan, which is goals and timing, your bold brand, your elevator speech, your value, your packaging and pricing, your marketing and sales. And I highlight sales because I think so oftentimes people think, oh, as long as I'm putting myself out there or some people are buying from me, that's enough. But it's really, I view it as people doing a disservice by not adequately getting their message out there to the people that need them. And setting up your business financials, which we're going to talk about today, your team and your systems. So one of my nicknames is a revenue generating machine for small businesses consultant.
Your background kind of cool as a CPA CFO. Is probably perfect for that.
Right. And oftentimes small businesses can't afford to have a CFO. So they don't have an advisor that they can talk to about the business decisions that they need to be making on a daily basis. And so my clients have me on their team, like kind of heading, you know, helping them to head up their advisory board, so to speak.
So how do most people really track their finances, you know, professionally and personally as well?
Well, oftentimes professionally, people don't track their finances very well at all, and I personally as well. And one of the biggest issues is that they'll commingle or combine their business and their personal finances, and it ends up costing them thousands of dollars when it comes to tax time. We're going to talk about some of that today. And personally, most people spend so unconsciously. I feel like I'm this money detective in a lot of ways, like helping people find where their money went. And what happens is when you're not tracking it, and you're not able to truly understand where it's going, so it's much harder to do anything about it. And you're often not communicating about it much either in your family. And what ends up happening is that it causes a lot of stress and worry, and people don't feel especially strong or smart with their money. And it's so relatively simple to be fixing in the Invest in Yourself program. I set it up in 7 very much step-by-step days so that it becomes manageable. And that's at the foundation of all of the work that I do, is taking this topic that is often very overwhelming and stressful for people and make it manageable. Now, have people say, okay, I can really do it. So oftentimes people don't want to track their finances because it's kind of counterintuitive, but they don't want to track their finances because then it will highlight for them how much money they don't have. I just heard that this week when I was coaching somebody. She's like, well, when I have money, I don't mind tracking it, but when it's tighter, I don't want to track it. And it's actually even more important when it's tighter, that you're tracking it more effectively. And then you can really see what are the areas that you can be addressing now, and often without sacrifice. I mean, I'll look at people's personal financials and find $500 to $2,000 a month that we can help them to save. I mean, it's incredible. And then
it's
in businesses, it's a lot of money.
Up.
And in businesses, I'll just tell this quick story. I was working with a client, and, you know, he knew that he was contributing back to his store every month, and he just didn't quite realize how much it was, because he would do it in increments, like every 2 or 3 months he would have to give a little capital infusion into the business. And what we realized is that it was about $12,000 a month that his business was losing. And until he had hired me, and it was interesting, even he had put it off for a couple of months since he had met me, and in that couple of months he had lost $25,000 in the business. And so over time now, it's basically wiped out his retirement savings that he had gotten from corporate America, you know, in his day job, so to speak, to the tune of like $700,000. And it was $12,000 a month at a time. And until we sat down and looked at it and said, does it have to be this way? What can we be doing to raise the income of the store and to be decreasing the expenses? We've already generated over $2,000 a month, at least. And we just got started.
Wow.
Yeah. You got to track. You got to start owning your money and owning your business.
All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about specific deductions that a lot of people miss. And a lot of other tax tips with Belinda Fuchs. Give us a call with your questions, 877-639-1060. This is Ron Birnbaum. We'll be right back.